This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Time now for our Friday review of the week's political events. President Bush is in the South today making the case for changes he wants in Social Security. Back in Washington, the Senate approved new bankruptcy legislation, something the president supports. And the White House also nominated a known foreign policy hawk to be U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Joining me now for analysis on these stories is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, and he joins us every Friday. Hi, Juan.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
The Senate, with its Republican majority, gave the president a victory on bankruptcy law. How important was that to the president?
I think it's part of the overall strategy. If you look at the second-term agenda, Madeline, it's clearly about this ownership society. But in larger part, it's a pro-business agenda. And this bankruptcy reform, as they're calling it, was key to the business agenda. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, lots of small business all want to change the bankruptcy law to make it harder for people to declare bankruptcy and not be able to pay off their debts. And so along with tort reform, along with the defeat this week of the increase in the minimum wage, what you're seeing here is a strong pro-business agenda being promoted by the White House. And so it's very important to the president's agenda.
On the foreign policy front, the president selected John Bolton to be the new ambassador to the United Nations. And Bolton has been sharply critical of the UN in the past, and we can hear some of that in this exchange he had with you on NPR 5 years ago.
If I were redoing the Security Council today, I'd have one permanent member, because that's the real reflection of the distribution of power in the world.
And that one member would be John
Bolton.
United
States.
Okay.
Well, so what does John Bolton's appointment say about what the president wants to do with U.S. foreign policy?
I think it reflects anger on the far right with the United Nations, with the notion of United Nations interference, lack of support for U.S. policy in Iraq, and, you know, proactively looking at the situation in Syria, which is right on the table at the moment. I think that what they're saying is clearly the United Nations needs to get on board with the United States agenda. And what you see from the Bush administration here is they are not buying talk about the U.S. being unilateral in its actions or needing to somehow cut back its aggression. But in fact, what they're saying is the U.N. needs to get on the U.S. page.
And getting back to domestic politics, the president's still out on the hustings trying to find some support for his Social Security agenda. A new poll out today by the Associated Press finds that only 37% of the American people favor his approach to Social Security. So this is clearly an uphill battle for him still.
Oh, yeah, as Vice President Cheney might say, big time. not only among the American people, but here in Washington, in the Congress, and specifically of concern to the White House among Republicans. There just isn't the support right now. The president is out there still trying to make the case. But what you're going to see is lots of people making an effort to talk about options. I think the White House is now in the mode of saying, let's look for an exit strategy. What you're seeing really is they're talking about private accounts outside of Social Security. They're talking about changing from the way that inflation is measured and how payments are therefore increased or decreased. They're looking for every way that they can declare victory and go home.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. You can't go home yet. You still have work to do. But thank you very much, Juan.
Thanks, Madeline.